Yes, now we got it. This was done by Gene Lynch, and artist in residence, quite a fine one, by the way, if you don't know that. What it says, certificate of appreciation presented to Gayla for being a great soprano and, in quotation marks, the favorite. Signed by Vicky Kikuzi, June 2nd, 2019.
And just really quickly, I want to thank Vicky for inviting me to this church just about 2 years ago. You all have been an amazing family and just what I needed at that time. So thank you so much. I'm going to miss you all.
Amen.
And for those of you who don't know, Gayla has been with me for what, 15?
Just about.
15 years.
Thank you, Gayla, for blessing us. Thank you for Bertie for all those smiles over there. And so many times Bertie would come on Wednesday night during choir practice, and I could tell if we were doing somewhat better, you know. It's hard for us guys to tell in the back, because I sit with Gilbert, I sit with Joe Tippett over there, and trust me, most of the time, people aren't happy with us. I mean, we're directors I'm talking about, and all like that. So we're in the back, but every now and then, when we're getting browbeaten over, I'll look up, and I'll see Bertie up there, and she's just smiling, and just going, I guess she knows it'll be over soon for us, so like that. So she's just, Gayla, thank you for that, and I know that, as the song said, order my steps, that God is going to order your steps, and I know that he will have great things for you to do in that new location. Look forward to seeing you back around Christmas time like that. People need the Lord, amen? Amen. At the end of broken dreams, people need the Lord. Now, I'm looking at the clock. I'm going to serve communion in just a moment, so you have to listen just as fast as you possibly can. You ready? In the book of Philippians, in the 4th chapter, I'm going to read you verses that you've heard many times before. Now, the 11th verse in the 4th chapter of Philippians, not that I speak to you in regard to need, for I have learned, and I want to focus on this, I have learned in whatsoever state that I am to be content. No matter what state I'm in, I have learned to be content. The 12th verse reads, I know how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And then on the 13th verse, and this is the one that I heard Hattie quote last week when she was in prayer request time, it reads this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under you reading the word today and open our minds and hearts. For just a few moments, God, we receive that truth, each one as individuals. We ask this in your precious name. All God's people said amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you want to capitalize a whole sermon, if you just want to put it down in one little phrase, I'm going to read it to you right now. Don't let circumstances alter your faith. Don't let circumstances alter your faith. But let your faith alter your circumstances. Don't let circumstances alter your faith, but let your faith alter your circumstances. Very quickly, I'm going to preach about attitude. I'm going to preach about those things that come against us, those things that all of us have challenges with. We go through life and boy, sometimes it's difficult. You're so busy. You're going around and around. And then you turn on the radio over here. You're going through the internet. You're watching the news and you hear about stories like we heard this week about that terrible shooting down in Virginia Beach. And each one of us at our core, sometimes that we feel that we are shaken. But I'm here to tell you, God still loves us. He still sent his son to die upon a cross for us. And it says in this verse, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I want to be content. The question is how do I find this contentment? How do I find this inner peace, this joy? And how do I live it day in and day out? Living a life of victory. That's the first song we started with today, Victory in Jesus. Living a life of victory. Living a life where you stand up and you know, I know whom I have believed in and am persuaded that he is able to keep, to keep me. And I'm here to tell you folks that when you live a life of contentment, when you live a life where you're in the center of God's will, when you're trying to do what he wants you to do, you are worshiping God. We come into God's house and we think, oh, we're going to have worship through music. And I tell you today, we heard some beautiful music. Didn't we for the choir? Didn't we for the soloist over there? Boom. Didn't we for Gilbert on the back row? Yes. Didn't we do all those things? Yes. We even had a new singer back there. It's Jim. Where's Jim at? Where'd you go? Oh, you're still here, Jim. Okay, good to see you here. Jim didn't get the message. He asked me on Wednesday night choir practice. Well, how do you dress when you come to Mount Calvary? I said, well, if you have a three-piece suit and you have a nice-looking tie and you have a laundered shirt, you make sure you leave it at home. Because we don't like it much when you outdress the preacher on a Sunday morning. Jim, good to have you singing with us today. When you come into God's house, you think that you're going to worship through music. And we have worship through music. You think you're going to worship through these prayer requests. And I tell you one thing, I love those prayer request time. I love the people that are sharing. And sometimes they'll go on a prayer request and they'll just tell me all kind of stuff. And I'm learning all kind of information. I'm going, God, are you getting all this? And God says, yep. Yes, he is. He's getting every word of it. And I know that without a shadow of a doubt that people have been touched. We began with people who are giving testimonies of how they have been touched in their bodies and how they have been healed. Brother Ford, oh my goodness, you just thrill my heart sometimes, brother, when you start to share like that. Because I'll guarantee you this congregation hears, they get about a third of the words that you say. Because whenever he starts to give a testimony, he starts some tears coming in his eyes. And tears start to come into my eyes. But I know that God's heart is being moved. Amen. Amen. I was so proud of Susan back there. She started to talk about little Jessup and little Savannah back. And I'll tell you one thing. She is just a joy. I tell you, your daughter has been such an inspiration to so many. And it is wonderful to see young people that have the courage, that have the character of what they have been taught. And willing to share that with others who, as we heard in the song, at the end of Broken Dreams, people need the Lord. And who are willing to stand up. Who are willing to share, whether it's on the phone or however. I know it is beautiful. And I am glad that Susan's here today because I had to pray for them this week. Thursday night I went to a play. It was over at Holmes Middle School, and Jessup was there. Didn't see his parents there. Nope. Their son was singing at one school, and their daughter was singing at another school. So with Jessup, I had to say, sorry, you at one time were the favorite. No longer can you hold that title. But you know what he had? You know what he had more than anything else? He had his grandmother there. He knows who has the pocketbook in the family like that. He had his grandmother there. I sat in the row right in front of her. We went through the play. Afterwards, I stood up to her. Oh, that's you. Didn't recognize me at all. She didn't. Isn't that right, Dee? Just saying. And you know why that is? Because her focus was on her grandson. I know, I just said it. When you have young people who are willing, I'm not done yet, I know you're anxious. Hey, Don't you worry. That lunch is going to taste so good by the time you're anxious and get out of here. When you have young people that are willing to stand up to tell this world that people need the Lord, it makes my heart sing. It makes my soul happy. I do the same thing that you do, and I'm going to tell this little illustration here, Terry, and then I will be finishing, just so we're on the same page. Yesterday, I cut some grass. Now, I've told you before, and I tell people that, you know, I enjoy cutting grass. I do. It's one of those things. But yesterday was a little different. Now, I enjoy grass, cutting grass, like I think of Rick as being the gentleman farmer up at the farm over there like that. And I see him, I've been there, I've seen him in his jacket, I've seen him running those tractors, and he just, hi there, yeah, you know. Well, I cut grass like that, and I enjoy it because I get on the little lawn tractor over there, and I'm riding around, and I'm thinking that I'm like some big plantation owner. I don't know what I'm thinking over there, but I'm just going around, and I'm riding all like that, and it's good, and I've got a hat that covers over my ears. It's just good. But then, occasionally, you got to go trim. And yesterday, I was in the cemetery with the Pushmore. And there's a whole lot of headstones out in that cemetery, friends. I will tell you right now. I'd cut some of the grass on Friday, and then instead of going ahead and doing the trim, I think I'll go play golf. Yesterday, I know I should have trimmed that cemetery for you. You know how you start grumbling? You start mumbling like that. So it ended up, I come over late in the morning, and I got the push more out, and I'm pushing, and I'm sweating over like that, and it's warm, and I'm going round and round. You know how you start to grumble? You know how you just start to, why am I doing this? Why didn't I do this yesterday? Why am I doing this? I'm the pastor of the church. Why am I? I'm just going around and around, and I'm going all that kind of stuff. And then I came by the gate, and the gate to that cemetery was open. And there was a young gentleman. He's about that old. And with the biggest smile upon his face, he walked over, turned the mower off, and he handed me a cool bottle of water. I thought it was so precious that Susan, this other Susan, we have all kinds of Susans, Susan was talking about Mady over there, and she says, you know, Mady sometimes has it difficult when she is not used to having people help her. She was always on the help me. And I want to thank God that I've had the fortunate opportunity in my life to be so many times that person who has shared what God has given me with others at their time of need. And to be there and have this little Latin fella come over to me and hand me that bottle of water. I don't know if he spoke any English. We didn't converse. I just smiled and he smiled at me. He's probably thinking, you white haired guy, you better do a good job, because if not, you may be using a cemetery soon or something like that. I have no idea in what his mind and what he is thinking. I have no idea. I don't have a clue. But all I do know is when he handed me that little bottle of water, my whole attitude changed. Because I know it says in this word that even a small cup of water given in my name, God will reward that. So as I continued on, I started having conversations. I started talking to folks out there. So many folks out there. Don't laugh at me. I talk to folks in the cemetery. Don't you? Come on. It was a movie years ago. I forget, Bruce Willis to go. A little boy goes, I see dead people. Well, I'll tell you one thing. When I go out in the cemetery, sometimes I have a conversation. I do. And I said hi to Ed and Evelyn out there. Because one thing, they have meant so much to me through the years. I stopped by Pastor John out there. I said, Pastor John, tomorrow I'm going to talk about attitude. And how this old boy needs to keep his attitude in check. by knowing without a shadow of a doubt that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can stop by Joe Vogel out there and say, brother, you would be so proud of your grandson and the way that he has just taken hold, the talent that he has been given. I know it has come down that lineage from you, Joe, and I believe that without a shadow of a doubt. And I said, brother, Dave came back here. I just love that little white tree that is on your, and I know that Dave would be there smiling. He'd be out there front at the end of the service there shaking my hand and saying, even if he didn't like the sermon, he'd say, oh, you did the best you could do. That's what Dave would tell me. Folks, it is what you do with what God has given you. You're going to have difficulties. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have things come against you so unexpected, but I'm here to tell you, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Just a moment, I'm going to come down and we're going to serve communion. I love communion time. We're going to say, God, thank you for your body broken. Thank you for this wafer. Thank you for this small cup of juice representing the blood that was shed. Because it is simply through the shed blood of Christ that I have eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house and God, you've blessed us already through the service today. But Heavenly Father, this is our opportunity to thank you now personally for what you did for us. So now we ask you to bless this wafer, bless this small cup of juice, God. If there be any ill will within our hearts, God, just wipe it clean. Wipe it clean, God. And just know that we're here simply doing this in remembrance of you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people said amen and amen. Mm-hmm.